First, I got to ask you about this necklace. Why No Limit Mike?
Because it's No Limit. I feel like the brand, how I approach the game. I've had a lot of early on success, but I feel like I can still take it to another level. I can still level up. I can still elevate my game, and there's still things I can improve on.
Okay. Now, we watch you out here at practice. Where's the off switch, Mike?
Oh, man. It's football field, man. It's kind of in me. It's in my DNA. It's my makeup. It's how I started, and it's what's got me here. So I can't really change now. You know, I'm in it. I'm at the Pro Bowl my second year, and I can't really change what I did to get here. I only could enhance it. So it's not really anything. When I line up between these lines, I got to handle my business. I can't drop the ball, and I got to run precise routes.
Yeah, I know you'd rather be playing in another game, get ready for another game, but how fun is it, I guess, to be out here among all these guys?
It's a blessing to be around these just tremendous talent across the board. When you look at it, I'm talking to all these guys. I've had an opportunity to play against them, play against a couple of them twice, four times, and these are the guys that make you watch extra film. These are the guys that keep you honest. These are the guys that coaches getting on you about being at the right depth, being at the right place at the right time. These are those guys that help you elevate your game, and these are the guys that also, you know, make you want to do more. If it's that extra rep, watch that extra film, these are those guys, and I love being around them.
How comfortable is this for you? You got your coaching staff here, you got six other teammates here. This almost seems like a Saints reunion.
Yeah, I mean, it's feels great. I mean, I miss those guys. I would be lying to you if I'm not saying that. I missed them. I knew I wanted to be playing in the Super Bowl, but, you know, and that was the goal, but we didn't make it, but I was still able to get some of my guys here. Not everyone, but, you know, you miss that locker room. You miss those teammates because I'm surrounded by a great locker room in New Orleans. You know, competitors. The locker room's fun. Those are like my brothers, you know. So to have as many of them here, we're trying to get as many of them here as possible. And then to have my coaching staff, I feel like that's just the icing on the cake because they deserve credit too. They grind it out with us too. They're putting in a lot of hours that don't maybe necessarily could go unnoticed because they're not on the field, but they're putting us in position to make plays, and I feel like they're reaping the benefits too, so it's a blessing.
Okay, you're here. Vikings cornerback Xavier Rhodes is here.
Yeah.
Lions cornerback Darius Slay is here. Kind words for those guys now that you're in a relaxed situation?
I mean, they're on my team. They're on the NFC, so, I mean, it's fun. But they understand it's a competition game. I tell them all the time, the good ones, it's like how I envision it because I was a basketball guy. I loved Allen Iverson. So Allen Iverson against Jordan. AI didn't back down from Jordan. Jordan had his name, and he still went at him. He still he had to do. So we got to get however we got to get it. Whoever they put in front of me, I got to handle my business. So I can't really shy away from that. But now that we're here, we're on the same team, it's a blessing, and you have to respect, you know, game respects game, and talent respects talent. So, you know, we're not on that level. But if they're on the schedule, then we'll get on that level.
How hard are you going to go in this game?
I'm going to go hard. I mean, that's all I know. So I'm going to go hard. I'm not going to pump myself up or hype myself up, but I'm going to do my job and handle my business.